this week on Shalisa Marie Radio.
You know what? I would kind of like, I would do it just to see his reaction. Like, I want to see, like, yeah. What
stimulus. Are you really turned on?
Like, does this feel good?
Well, they say the man's G-spot's in the ass, right?
I wonder who figured that out. Hey.
Get into the money like a savage. Spend them by the money. Mic check. Welcome back to another episode of Shalisa Marie Radio. I am your host, Shalisa Marie.
And I'm your host, Patrice Deanna.
And welcome to episode 15. Insane. We are at the table today with Stefan and Greg from Fruits of Our Labor. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming to Humble Production Studios. We're really excited to talk to you guys today. How was your week?
It's just been filled with school, just studying for me. That's really what I...
Are you in university?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm studying dentistry, so... Trying to fix the look on my own for people. I'm a nice smile.
I'm going to be coming to you.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what about you, Greg?
I'm not in school right now. I'm actually just living life, trying to get paid working and working on a podcast, just simple things.
Yes. Big up yourself.
Gotta do it somehow, right? Good. Especially during a time like this.
Yeah. Well,
this is our first time meeting you guys. Yeah, so, this is going to be.
So, before we dive into anything, tell the listeners, tell the audience what you guys do for your podcast. What do you guys talk about? How long have you guys been doing this? And where do you want to go with this?
Okay, I'll start off. I'll tag you afterwards. We used to work together at. Place unknown. I don't know if we're allowed to just like throw names out there like that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
We used to work together. And one day, me and Stefan were just talking. Me, Stefan, and another one of our friends, early creator of the podcast too. Name is what's his stage name?
I don't know. We just call him Sebastian.
But I wanted to call him a stage name. I just can't remember.
Funny.
Nah, it wasn't.
Oh, but,
it's just a stage name. But, yeah, and we were talking, and we were like, Sebi.
Sebi. Okay.
We were talking.
So a nickname.
Yeah, it's just a nickname.
And we realized, we're funny. Everybody, it'll just be us three, and then 20 minutes, you'll have, 15 people just around us listening. They don't even have to say anything. They're like, this is a funny conversation. And one day I came up to Stefan. I'm like, yo, man, let's just make a podcast. Do exactly what we do in the kitchen, except we're not in the kitchen, so we're probably happier. We're just talking and just talk reckless. And he's like, I'm down. And then I took his word for it. We created the pod. We had our original name that we had to get rid of. It was Ignorant Podcast. Somebody already had it.
Oh.
So the big thing for us is trying to talk ignorant to a bunch of ignorant people, but together we'll reach a state of knowledge, even if it's a little bit false, at least we know that we're going in a direction.
And we can all be ignorant at times. So
that's not a bad.
That's
not
realistic.
A bad word.
That's
not
realistic.
Yeah, for real. When Greg brought this idea, I was like, yo, bro, this is it right here. Yeah. We have to jump on this. And we have three other people. We have other friend Leo, Dalvin the dark skin.
Why didn't they pull up?
Because the way the set was put down, shout out to Kyla. But the way she explained the set, she's like, yo, listen, there's four spots. So you guys are going to have to be ring around the rosy, sit down and talk. And I'm like, that's mad uncomfortable.
Next time, tell them to pull up just to watch.
Probably, yeah. I'll definitely. We just didn't know the rules,
No, it's okay.
That's okay.
And how do you guys find podcasting? Is it difficult? Let's talk about it because podcasting's hard, man.
It is.
Everyone wants to start a podcast, but consistency is a bitch. Mm-hmm. And then also just you always want to get better and just finding your team. Thank God I found my team, but that takes a very long time.
Yeah. It does.
No, you're not wrong. I think we definitely have our team. In terms of our core, what we want to take, who we want to take with us.
Yeah.
Podcasting, I think the hardest part is planning, getting the edits down, trying to get your followings up, stuff like that. But once you turn the mic on and you just start talking, it's just easy. It's just effortless.
And also, for anyone watching, podcast isn't about, obviously we all want to kind of blow you know, the podcast, but it's more of a, just like a healing space, somewhere that we can just chat and just too.
And you have to just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it and just
like, you know, we have a good time every freaking Friday that we come to record. And like,
even it's like the new club.
Like I said, yeah, I tweeted that the other day. But
it's the new club.
Because I'm like, yo, hot girl, this hot girl ritual of going out is becoming extinct, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel for the girls right now. So yeah, this is our new club. But
yeah,
for sure, like, we get to, like, hang out, you know? And, like, well, especially if I had, like, a rough week, I'm just like, yo,
this
I
is can't a wait. Release. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just a vibe, so.
Yeah, so if you want to start a podcast, just do it.
Like Nike. It.
Exactly.
Today,
yeah,
we are going to be speaking about what?
So I was having a conversation with my friend this week, and I was like, whoa, like, this is actually a really good topic. Like, let me write this down. So... yeah, I want to bring it to you guys. Are you guys in relationships?
Yeah, yes.
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Have we had taken guys on the podcast yet? I don't think so. I think you guys are like the first taken men.
Really?
Other than Duke. Yeah. Other than Duke. Yeah. But okay. That's it. Okay.
So, like, how long have you been in a relationship?
I've been in for about a year now.
A year? Okay, yeah. Solid. Yeah. And you?
It'd be 2 years in July.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We didn't even cheers yet.
We're going for Jordan.
Cheers to relationships. Cheers to being single as well.
Like, oh wow,
solitude.
Right? Yeah, no, so high pitched. Edit that out. Okay. So yeah, as I was saying, I was talking to my boy this week, and he was saying, okay, so I've been on this journey with him trying. From when he first started talking to this girl.
Yeah.
And they were talking and stuff like that, but, like, he was, like, linking her late. Like, she was kind of, like, last resort, you know? He would kind of, like, flop sometimes. He just, like, wasn't being serious.
Sometime-ish.
And then, yeah, he was sometime-ish. And then she, like, stopped responding to him and stuff like that. And then he was like, yo, like, where'd she go kind of thing, you know? And he did a big gesture, like, and he brought her something to her crib, like a gift, and was like, yo, like, I just want one more chance, whatever. But if you don't want to give it to me, that's fine. The girl said, yeah, that's like, I'll give you one more chance.
Okay.
And ever since then, they've been rocking, you know, like, it's been really good. Like, I've been super happy for him. And
oh, so they're okay. So they're together.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just say it's been like 5 months, six months.
Okay.
And it's getting, like, really serious. So he's like, yo, like, I've been having, like, I've been thinking about girls from my past, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, like, why do you think this is happening? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, you have commitment issues. And he's like, no, I think it's just normal. He's just like, I just like a lot of pussy, you know, like different pussy. And I was like,
but okay. Does he want to like physically explore that pussy, or does he just want to like enjoy the idea of good pussy or other pussy?
I think, I don't know, you know,
is the question.
Yeah. So I think it's like, obviously right now he wants to explore, because I'm like, yo, like, you did all this work to get this girl. So don't fuck it up over some like temporary vagina, you know, just because you want something different. But my thing is like, is that normal to be? And he's like, he said, because he thought that he was thinking like, like maybe this is going to be the last girl I'm going to date, you know, before I ask someone to marry me. So I'm like, yo, maybe you're getting cold feet. But at the same time, I'm like, don't ruin it, you know? So is that normal?
Let me leave it to them. Yeah. I have an answer, but let me hear what the guys have to say.
In my honest opinion, I think, complete like hypothetical fantasy type thoughts is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
There's like, look, let's take an example. I drive a Mazda. Well, I see a Lamborghini. Sometimes I'm like, it must be nice to be in a Lamborghini, but I don't want the Lamborghini because I like Mazda. So in that
good
case,
analogy.
You know, in that case, let's say there's another girl. You're like, damn, she must be a really good girlfriend or whatnot. Not that I want her. I'm just acknowledging that she looks like she brings some good things to the table.
Yeah.
I don't want that because I like what I have on my table. But you know what? What's over there is looking good too, you know?
Right.
Damn.
That's the grass isn't always greener, right?
Exactly. Sometimes it's just...
My grass is water is all I'm saying. That's
all I'm saying. You know, sometimes it's just like, just, you know, you just reminisce. It's just reminiscing, honestly, Romette. Like, you just... Like, there's been times where I'm not gonna lie. There's been times I've thought back, you know, some previous time. I'm just like, damn, like, whew. But it's like Greg said, it's like, I'm with my shorty. I'm not... that's the only person I want. No, there's no... There's no point of trying to just either think of exploring, really. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I see it as just reminiscing. It's
so, like, is emotional cheating, like...
Right.
Is like, that a sin?
Is thinking about those kind of things cheating? Oh. I guess is the question.
I can see why you would say that. Yeah. I don't think so.
What, you don't think that wanting something else is emotional cheating? Like, or...
Like, let's just say you really like thick women. Mm-hmm, like, a lot of ass, mm-hmm. a lot of titties, yes, okay?
Yeah.
And your girl ends up being flat-chested with, mm-hmm. like, a little bit of booty, mm-hmm. but more tummy, okay? So, and then that has you thinking, like... about maybe some chicks that were a little thicker, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like yeah. that. Is that cheating?
Ooh.
Stand tall.
That's
how far these thoughts go?
Oh, let me add to it. While if you're masturbating or if you guys still masturbate, then you masturbate to old videos.
No.
Is that cheating?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Here, I got your friends back here. I feel like he's been attacked for this. So, that's essentially just watching porn with actors that you know. That's all it is. You're just supporting homegrown talent. You're supporting homegrown talent.
So, why don't you just solve that situation?
No, again, I'm sure he likes the girl he's with now. But there's nothing wrong with just looking over, like, doing this.
I don't agree with that. I do not agree.
Why don't
with that.
You agree?
I think it is emotional cheating.
Yeah. Why would you watch a sex tape with an old partner when you have a current one that you can make a new sex tape with?
That's exactly
And I'm literally not bashing. Like, I genuinely, like, I already said what I had to say, like, to my friend, you know, like, I'm not bashing him or I'm not trying to expose him or anything like that, you know? But, like, for me, it's like, how I feel if my man was watching, was masturbating to him, like, fucking his ex tings?
No,
like,
that's foul.
Why are you still getting foul?
No, that's foul.
That's foul.
Just asking the question, was the ex really good looking?
Does that matter?
That doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Greg.
Listen. Wait, you guys are not. You guys are thinking with emotion.
I'm good looking too. So
what if his ex was really good looking, but like he's not attached to her, he doesn't want her, but like at the end of the day, she was still really hot. You know.
Then go back and fuck her.
No, okay? He's not gonna do that. He's smarter than that. But he still has the video.
Don't even come over here with
delete
that.
That. Do you guys? Do you guys believe in your current partner still keeping a photo album of her and her ex?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because I have a lot of, you know, family and friends who still have photos with their exes, not because they want to, like, hold on to those memories. Well, they do.
I still have, like, photos with my exes.
Yeah, but a lot of partners get offended by their current partner keeping photo albums of their past exes and maybe their trips and... experiences.
Okay, wait, that's different. Like trips and experience and whatnot. It's not your fault that person was there when you took that photo. But like, if it's, you know, but if it was like a nude or something, then I'll be
okay.
Little,
yeah,
not that's a
nudes
problem.
And stuff.
Yeah, no,
but like not if you guys graduate or went to prom together. I'd like,
okay, true. Yeah,
you can't just
That's selfish.
Yeah, but I am selfish though. But like, I have limits.
Okay,
what's your signs?
Cancer.
No, it was quick.
Listen, quick. My homegirl has told me so much about signs. She's a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. Oh, that's good.
See, then I find out so much about the compatibility and all that.
Yes.
That type of thing.
You guys are compatible.
You're ready for that question,
bro? I get asked that all the time.
So, are you emotional? Let's talk for the cancers, because cancers be getting it.
I go on
TikTok. They're annihilating you guys.
We get hate for no reason.
They say no one's compatible with the cancer.
What's going on with cancer?
I actually don't understand. Like, I get told, like, sometimes, like, beginning of my relationship, I was told I was just secretive, like, emotionally, because I didn't express myself enough.
But then,
I mean, over time, I learned, and, like...
And then were you too emotional?
Not really. I mean, I never really express emotions like that. I was never that type of person. Yeah.
Because they say cancers are like extremely like.
But I think it's like emotional expressive. In a different way. Mm.
That's true.
I don't know. Like I don't. I've been told so many. I've been told. I'm trying to like remember what my homegirl has told me because she told me everything about my sign. Like that's that's just her shit. So, but she. I'm just trying to remember. For me, like I'm not really. I'm not an emotional person though. Like that's honestly. That's just.
So
how
are
it
you
is.
Like more sensitive? Because that's what I hear. Like
yeah,
and I've experienced that.
Yes,
cancers are very sensitive.
Cancers can be emotionally toxic.
Yeah. It's kind of like watch what you say, because like you guys can also be manipulative, and like your memories are very good. So, but you like to take stuff and twist it,
like victimize ourselves. Should I just say?
Yeah, you do. Mm-mm. It's always
I
poor
agree
me.
With that.
You and you guys don't really know how to apologize.
I think cancers know how to apologize.
I didn't know coming on to get this hate about the sign right off the
bat. I mean,
no tea, no shade. But.
Doug, what sign are you?
I'm Aquarius.
Okay, you're Aquarius. I get along with you.
Yeah. I think Aquarius.
We got a, what is it? Water? No, it's not water.
Air.
Air.
Yeah. I thought it was water my whole life until like recent.
A lot of Aquariuses say that.
Because, you know, aqua.
It's because what the sign looks like as well. What's your girl?
True. I don't know the signs like that.
Oh, okay. But like what?
Guys are into signs.
In October.
So she's probably a Libra?
Probably.
Or a Scorpio.
I don't pay attention to signs at all, man.
This is Taurus.
Really?
Yeah.
Taurus?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a Taurus. Taurus and a Cancer.
Okay. Nice.
So I just had a question for you guys. I feel like you guys talk a lot about pop culture.
We do.
So I wanted to jump into the story of Gorilla Glue girl.
The phenomenon.
We talked about her too. He was,
I wish
young Dalvin was here. He had a whole rant for her.
What did he say?
I won't do it justice because he can only do it, but I'll give my own version. She's basically dumb, stupid. First of all, how are you 40 and don't know what Gorilla Glue do?
She's in her 40s.
There is a Gorilla Glue for hair, though.
Do we use it? We don't use it for closures. Wait, what do we use Gorilla Glue for?
Yeah.
She used it for shampoo or something. It was her whole head.
Move forward. Okay. I don't know why she would put Gorilla Glue on her entire head, but
then other people have done it after her.
That's what I saw.
Well, then now it's just a
clout
thing.
That's clout thing, though, at that point.
Yeah, like I saw a white girl do it. I'm like, girl, stop.
You knew what it was.
Stop. Yeah. And a lot of people actually thought that she was trying to do it for clout. But, really? Like, this girl actually had to cut off all of her hair.
But big up the black doctor that created the serum to take the Gorilla Glue out of her.
And did it for free.
I heard she donated to GoFundMe. The money.
Good. Really?
Yeah.
The money?
Yeah.
Okay.
That she got from her GoFundMe.
I was like, the hair?
No.
So,
dude.
Like, shit, times are really hard.
Yeah, but you just see other people doing it. And I saw somebody else do it, and I'm just like, bro, I know Elmer's glue. Like, that ain't it, bro. Like, that's
mess.
It's just crazy. I don't even know what.
Do you guys care about black women wearing weave, or would you prefer her wearing her natural hair?
Throughout my many years of living, I've learned to not have an opinion on this at all.
Wow. Why? You should be okay.
Go ahead.
I've realized, I've been taught, and I've been learnt that my opinion is not needed, is not wanted here, because it is not done for me. It is done for them. Even saying a good thing could be bad, apparently.
Wow, us women.
Depending on the lady.
Well, so, we don't judge here, so.
You know, but I'm still not. I've been conditioned.
Wow.
I'm all for the natural look.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Natural?
Like, I don't know. I think, like, I like the way, like, God created you. So that's what I go for. Like, it's just all natural. I don't really care about changing, getting a weave or, like how, like, women alter their body. I'm just not for that. Like, nah.
Yeah,
just,
but blame it on the media and men. It.
And men?
Yes.
What do we have to do with this?
Because I just feel like, okay, for me personally, my girls, like, always encourage me to wear my natural hair, but I never do because I've been conditioned. And, like, I've been wearing braids since I was, like, a young girl. And, you know, you look online and you see the girls with the long hair. And you don't... I think when we were growing up, we didn't really see girls, like, rocking their natural hair. At least, like, when you're in, like, high school.
Creamy crack.
Yeah. You perm your hair.
Yeah. Weaves.
And then you just don't end up wearing your hair out ever again. And I haven't worn my hair out in, like... a couple of years.
But it's also the maintenance, like...
Yeah, like, I've always had my hair in braids or a frontal, What were you saying? Sorry.
The maintenance to just keep and your natural hair.
And that's you guys.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
All these couples. I'm sorry. All these couples out here want like matching pajamas. If I can get matching braids on my girl, it's over.
That's a look.
It's over.
That's a look.
What do you mean? That's cute right there.
That's a look.
Fucking cornrows my name right here, and I'm or her name, and then she'll get my name. We'll figure it out.
I'm dead. Wow, when people used to like braid their hair in a name or something,
or like a design, like design. A heart. Yeah.
We don't do that anymore.
Too much work.
So we're going to get like a little bit deep here. Okay. First, I want to ask you to. What is your why? I like to ask everyone who comes here this because it's important to do some self-discovery, mm-hmm. especially when you come to Humble Studios. We like to, you know, stimulate your mind. Mm-hmm. So what do you think your why is?
Like, why am I doing?
Yeah. Like, what do you think your why in life is? It doesn't have to be something that's long-term. It could be just right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a very basic thing that I've been taught. I want to have enough and be well enough and far enough in my life that anyone who's close to me or that I care about don't have to worry about things that could be controlled, obviously.
Okay.
Example, my mom will come and go like, oh, man, I got so-and-so bills to pay. That's a worry that I don't want you to have, you know? Mm-hmm. So
facts.
When I get to that point in my life where you wake up and you're like, oh, I had this bill, I forgot about it, pay it off, then, you know, I'm set. That right there I'm comfortable with.
I like that. Yeah, you know? That's for me, too.
Oh, he stole that shit from me as well. Look at that. He surely stole that shit, man.
I feel like I wasn't on Pinterest or anything.
I told him that he stole that shit from me. Like,
come on, man. You got to be faster.
Like, damn. No, that was honestly, it's just taking care of the people I love and making sure no one has to worry about anything. Like, I'm a people person, so I just make sure that I'm always here to make sure no one's stressing about nothing.
Facts.
You know, that's all it is.
I feel you. You know? But money is not everything, so always remember that.
No. It's a lot, though.
But it is a lot. It's money buy happiness?
It buys things that make me happy.
No, but it's also just, I find it just also being there for people, like, mentally, make sure their mental space is good, you know, just emotionally. And just trying to be that person that, you know, someone can lean on, come to me with about anything. Like
anything.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really it is for me.
I like that.
I just want people to be happy around me, you know?
Yeah. You know, keep you just spread positivity. That's all it is. It's just good vibes. That's all we do.
Good vibes, manifestation, affirmations, everything. Do you guys meditate?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, he's still meditating. Way too quick. He wants to get it before you.
Yeah, I gotta beat you.
No, I don't meditate, no.
No?
I sleep, though.
That's your meditation. Yeah. I like that. And what has your most painful situation taught you?
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be like situation. Well, I guess long-term type situation. Just learn to be humble, learn to accept what is what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I never had like a little, because my parents did great on providing for like the family and all, but like I've seen what little is. I've come like face to face with it. And then I've seen those people be happier or just as happy as some people who have a lot or quote unquote have a lot.
Facts.
So then that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, you like, I don't know whatever it is that you have, but I like being around you, but I don't like the situation you're in.
Some real shit.
I hear that.
That's some real
I've
shit,
been in
real.
Situations like that. It's like sometimes you got to protect your energy, no matter like how much, how close that person is to you.
So yeah, what it taught me, yeah, just be humble and do what you can. Either way, I'm having a good time, you know. Just that's the way I like going life. Either way,
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just for me. It's also just be staying humble and make sure you're to never judge people. No matter what, with anything, because you don't know their type of situation. You don't know what they went through. Like, I'm from the Bronx, so I come from like the poor. Like I was broke, you know. It's like we don't know shit. So we come here. It's still a struggle. So I make sure, like my parents make sure to always to stay humble and always like never look down on nobody. Because like yo, we also had it rough. It's like you can't do that to anybody.
Facts.
You don't know the situation.
You were born in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I was
nice.
Like, you guys kind of sound like you're from the States, but I didn't know.
Okay, wait, first of all, there's no way you could.
There's
no way you could have guessed that. I've been in Canada too long.
Because, like, you guys, I can hear the accent.
Well, I was born in Miami, Florida.
Jeez, why are you here?
You're both American.
What?
Come on, I can't say no to my parents.
Okay, that makes sense.
But how long have you guys been here?
Over, like, 14 years.
And you're from Miami too?
No, I'm from the Bronx. I'm from New York.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. You can hear the New York accent.
You can hear a little bit.
So how do you guys like Toronto?
I like Toronto. I don't plan on leaving Toronto. Well, you know, that might be. Because like Vancouver is looking pretty nice too, but I don't plan on leaving Canada. How about that?
Okay. That's interesting to hear from an American.
I mean, what does the U.S. have for me right now?
Like, so many opportunities.
Yeah, they
have you seen the situation now?
That's true.
I'm going to stay here and build up Canada.
We're not really favored down there.
That's true. Not that much better here, though.
It's just a little bit more.
I'm just
subtle,
used to what's already here.
Diluted.
It looks more shiny.
Yeah. It looks shiny.
Yeah.
I like shiny.
Damn. Yeah. Miami. Well, do you have like any spots in Miami that we can go to?
Nah, I wasn't from like rich Miami. I was from Miami.
Okay.
So I don't think you want to go there.
Okay. Yeah. I think that we have audience questions that we haven't answered in a while.
Yeah, you have that, not me.
I'll look it up.
We have a lot of Ask FM questions. We haven't really been checking them, but thank you guys for continuously asking questions. So Aaliyah mentioned it. If you didn't watch that episode.
Episode 12.
Go back and watch it. Aaliyah had mentioned, and a few others chimed in, it sounds like some/most girls enjoy a good ass eating. Here's the hard part now. Should a girl be expected/willing to reciprocate in that situation?
Ooh.
So eat the guy's ass. They put these in
quotations.
Yeah. Well, it's us, right? Should we be willing to reciprocate?
Oh, hell no.
You never eaten a guy's ass? Me either.
I don't know if I can put my tongue in somewhere that's so delicate and where waste comes out of.
What if I'm married?
Yeah, you guys have 4 kids. Life's great.
We can't just do a threesome, babe?
You'd rather do a C's threesome than eat his ass?
Yeah.
What?
It's like not a regular thing. Like
eat his
what if you're,
ass.
What if you're in the shower? It's like it's just a little lick. Just stick your
tongue. Now hold on there. Wait a minute. Let's not ruin this for the guy.
First of all, I already think that coming up in the game, I used to struggle with oral sex, like in terms of liking it. I'm just becoming a grown woman now because I'm actually attracted to my partner. So I'm starting to like it and I like to challenge myself now. But so give me time because getting to, it's baby steps. But I don't know. That's so nasty. Obviously he's going to have the shower.
What if you're in the shower?
In the shower? If you want me to. Ass play? Like...
Why did you do that? Can you slow-mo that? How the hell did you do that?
You know what? I would kind of like, I would do it just to see his reaction. Like, I want to see what
stimulus. Are you really turned on by this?
Like, does this feel good?
Well, they say the man's G-spot's in the ass, right?
I wonder who figured that out.
Someone that was doing ass play.
I've done it
before with a guy, like just like a thumb. And it was, I told him to stop because like I felt like I was about to shit and it just didn't feel good.
I've heard that before.
I'm getting like cringy because I just didn't like it. Like I don't understand how people like ass play. Mm-mm. Just anywhere else. Let's just do a threesome and the other girl can do it for you.
And that's problem solving. You're becoming an adult.
That's negotiable.
Thank you.
Of course. I think any man would agree to that. So kudos to you. How about you guys? Ass play.
All right. No. Let me answer it this way. If I were to eat ass, reciprocating it is on the table.
Okay.
Not because I like it. I'm just saying in this hypothetical that you're bringing up with my views.
Okay.
This is my political views right now. Mm-hmm. If I have to do it, you have to do it too, bro.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So you're saying okay, but, we'll leave it there.
But just what I'm saying is, it's not like I'm going out there and saying, "Yo, this is what we're gonna do."
Yeah,
it would just happen.
Yeah.
It's an open discussion.
I also don't want to talk about it. Like, just do it. Like, I'd rather not talk about it because it just makes it even more. Yeah, just do it, and then I'm like, thing. "Whoa, is that there?"
Not really. I don't want you spontaneously just
putting your finger. Yeah, like. what if you are having sex with your girl and like she puts her thumb in your butt? Yeah, just like random. Would that be like weird to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Like, I wouldn't yell because like, you know, it's my girl. But like, I'll be like, yo, like,
squint your butt.
She lost her. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, right? Is that like a, what do they say? A softy, a boner.
It's just not the wave. That's just not happening.
I mean, kudos.
Ass play is not on the table for you.
No, okay. Not at all.
Okay.
Just
hope your wife's listening.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, next one. Have you ever tried to escape your? No, that's not what I wanted to ask. Okay, so. Serious question. If everyone put you out to be a bad guy and was envious of you, would you embrace the role of the villain or still be polite and respectful and cheat? They actually said that.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of a dick, so I might rock with it. I might just be like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
On your Tupac shit.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what you think. Yeah. If you want to paint me as a villain, I know what I really am, but if you want to paint me as a villain, sure. Like, I'll rock with it. I don't eat that.
So you'll still be a dick?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, so you'll be the villain?
Yeah, I might be. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. This is
your opinion.
I guess I'll probably be the same. I have to be, not because, like, oh, I want to, like, be a villain or anything, because how do I prove to them that I'm not the villain? I feel that's a lot of work I'm not trying to do. I'm just not.
I hear that.
Yeah. Like, what, you want to go on Instagram every day and just put, I'm a hero?
Yeah.
I ain't not,
just
bro.
To, like, explaining yourself all the time.
It's a lot of
just
words,
to
bro.
Let people, like, make people like
and
you.
And have you ever, like, typed a paragraph on Instagram and get the spelling checks and you have to go fucking back? You gotta,
yeah, yeah.
I'm a villain, fuck it. I'm not gonna.
I hear you.
I think that's, like, a big lesson, 2020, 2021, is just, like, people, like, in someone's story, I saw this, you're gonna be a bad guy in somebody's narrative, right?
Yep.
So. Exactly. It's like you can try and try, but like, who are you trying for? Are you trying for them or are you trying for yourself?
Yeah. And I also learned this week, when they go low, you go motherfucking high.
Oh,
okay.
Bring up the story.
Don't you ever dim down your light for a weak-minded person who wants to degrade you to feel better about themselves.
She's talking to you.
Don't like tune into that. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Just keep going. Stay high. Stay humble. Stay nice. What's the Bible verse on?
We put on the spot.
It's not fair.
Come on. Coils?
Which one?
The coils?
Oh, burn coils over their head.
Burn coils over their head. That's in the Bible, okay? I don't know the full verse, but we'll find it.
There's some beef we don't know about?
No. It's just a general thing. When they go low, seriously.
Nah, but you know,
don't go low with them.
Taking the high ground is very noble and all, but like, there's sometimes like taking a low ground is pretty tasteful. You know, I like the way it looks.
It but depends. It's just a matter of, it's like, okay, let's just say you're dealing with someone and it's you guys, you're good, then you argue, and pretty much it's just a cycle. Like, it always ends the same way. It ends where you're disrespecting me. You know, it kind of comes to a point where it's like, okay. Am I, like, gonna let this person upset my spirit again and let me get disrespectful, like, on their level? Or am I gonna be, like, put an end to it and say, no,
yeah,
you are disrespecting me, and so this conversation can't continue?
The best, the block button is my best friend.
That's it. Yeah. It's protecting your energy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, making your way to, like, other people's friends to get in contact with them after you got blocked.
I feel like I could put the story together.
It's just real sad.
I feel like I almost have enough information to put together what's going on. I think I know the story.
And also, like, we're not going low right now. We're just, you know, telling
Speaking
you guys what we did, and we went high.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
We move with love, though.
Yeah.
One more question, or?
One more question.
We'll do one more. We need to start answering these Ask FM a little bit more, because we don't be doing that enough.
Okay, like, let's end it light, I guess.
Okay.
What was your best date?
Ooh. Fellas, you can go first.
Best date.
I gotta think about this.
All right.
Oh, not so quick now.
I don't know best day, but I know me and my girl, every now and then, we like to take turns planning a date and whatnot. So if I do it whenever, next time it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a little
competition that happens.
Oops.
No worries. So yeah, we compete a lot, going like, yo, I know last date was sick, but wait till you see what I got been planned. Mm-hmm. And like the thing is, we've been doing it for the point where we've been like, there's a lot of dates that's up there that I don't want to choose from, but like,
oh, is it like a competition now?
It's like a friendly competition.
It's even a friendly competition.
Even if it's a bad day, it was still a day, and like we just love, like, but like you want to go like, yo, we did this and this when I planned it.
Yeah,
I'm better.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna, I don't know. Yeah, we went like mini putting, things like mini putting, like under the influence. That was funny.
Yeah,
we went like out of the city, something like that. So, and for the summer, if God bless, if anything. Nothing else goes wrong. We're able to travel within the country. We want to go to like Vancouver or something. So
that'd be beautiful.
I don't know which one would be my best date, but whichever it is, I know it's with her, you know?
Aww, yeah. That's so sweet.
Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga.
Come on. Yeah, I feel like Pinterest is not still open on my computer.
Stefan?
Okay, Stefan, come with something better.
I don't know.
What was your best date?
See, for me, like me and my shirt, we're just both like homebodies. We chill a lot. But honestly, I think it was like the one time was like we just went to Benihana's. Like we just wanted to get some food. I took her out to Benihana's and then we took her out to the aquarium.
Ooh, you know, I like the aquarium.
Yeah, her favorite animal is like turtles. So I was like, yeah, let's go swim to the local aquarium and get you something, you know? And
I then. Like that.
But honestly, that's really this. Yeah, look on plush toy.
You're paying attention.
Like you're swimming.
Come out with a shark.
Oh yeah, nah. She ain't swimming no turtles. Yet. That's not happening. No. But
maybe I'm vacay.
Yeah, one day. But honestly, it's just spending any time, any moment with her. It's just it doesn't matter. It don't matter. It's just like, it's the best experience, the best time. So,
I
but
love
like.
That.
For honestly, that's all it is.
How old are you guys?
I'm 25.
25?
I'm 24.
24, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That was really nice to hear. What?
Me? Your favorite? Yeah,
oh,
your
my best
date.
My best date, I think when I went to, I'll just say my favorite restaurant because I like to eat. So I went to Lee's in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh my God. I could still taste it right now. But yeah, I think that was my best date because I just got to get whatever I wanted, you know, and I didn't have to worry about like, oh, can he afford this, you know?
Yeah.
It was nice.
I like that.
What about you?
My best date. I kind of like am not over Valentine's Day yet.
Okay,
I think
so
my best date was a Corona date. It was at his house and like he just like made a mini restaurant out of it, out of the space. And like we sat on cushions shaped as chairs and like there was candles lit and there was food made and there was jazz in the back. And it was my love language. It was beautiful. Wow. Yeah, it was a vibe. And like we danced and we spoke for hours and I just like intimate moments. So that was like probably the perfect date. Although we've gone on like other dates, I think that was like the best one because we didn't have to spend like that much money on putting it together.
Okay.
So yeah, that was probably my best date.
Your own.
Exactly. You don't always have to spend money to make, right. You know, a great moment exactly. In relationships. Exactly. I think people think the opposite, but.
No, I could just come from chilling on the couch.
Yeah.
Watching something.
Like as long as you guys vibe.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You know?
Smoke fat blood.
Oh, yes,
period.
Sir.
Get some dick.
Do you guys like sativa or indica?
Oh, I'm a sativa person.
Sativa.
Yeah. Sativa.
Yeah. Hybrid.
Hybrid. You like a mix of both.
Come on. Yeah.
One time. Okay, well, thank you, fellas, for coming.
Thank you guys for having us.
Nice conversation.
Yeah, it was a chill. It was a chill conversation. Do you guys want to shout out your platform? Tell them where to follow you.
Our podcast is named Fruits of Our Labor. You can follow us on Instagram, Fruits of Our Labor, and we also have a website, fruitsofourlabor.ca. TikTok, we have TikTok as well. What else we have? I'm bugging for a second.
We got the Instagram. We have the Twitter.
So many damn platforms,
we have,
bro.
We have two, bro. We don't even know so which one's many. Bumping.
There's a
but
lot. There's a lot to plug in.
We're working on skits now. We're trying to get into the little video frame. We got our man dems, Dalvin, Young Dalvin. I know you're watching. Shout out, homeboy. He's working on scripts. Like, his scripts look sick as hell. He actually has, like, headings and everything. Every time I see it, I'm impressed. Yeah, we have main man Leo running the Instas and stuff. So, again, follow us on the Instagram. And, yo, check out the podcast every now and then if you want to hear us talk some shit. We talk a lot of shit.
I like that. Well, thank you again. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shalisa Marie Radio. This is episode 14, 15. I can never keep up. Come back next Thursday at 9 p.m. We will be with a special guest. I won't tell you guys now. Just come back for another one. And for now,
we out.
Easy.
Kind of got word. Hey. Get into the money like a savage. Spend them dollars on you when I have it. I might make a movie with a bad bitch. I'm gonna make a movie with a bad bitch. Shawty said she ate her rice and cabbage, but that ass so fat I wanna grab it. Yeah, I'm gonna make a movie with a bad bitch. I'm gonna make a movie with